Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes. You were on Shabbos 153. We're rounding out the last few nights, the last few days of Gemara Shabbos before we move over to Gemara Erev. And you're all welcome to join us on our wonderful journey, especially starting a new Masechta coming up very soon. Talking about the idea of eulogies after 120 years, the Gemara says, Rav Yehuda, the son of Rav Shmuel, Bar Shilah, said in the name of Rav, from a person's eulogy and the effect it has on those assembled at his funeral, it can be discerned whether or not the deceased is destined to enter the world to come. What does that mean? The Gemara article notes explains, if the crowd is moved to tears when the speaker recounts the virtues of the deceased, it is likely that the deceased was truly righteous and will enter the world to come. If the audience remains unmoved by the eulogy, it is because the deceased was not truly virtuous. Thus, the audience's reaction to the eulogy is a reliable indicator of whether the deceased has merited entrance to the world to come, pointed out by Rashi and Maharal. It's interesting. I remember hearing in Reish in Yeshiva over the 2 years that I was Zocha to be there, that I believe Rav Eli used to say in the Musar Shmuzin, Rav Eli Marcus, the person after 120 years, what are they going to write on your tombstone? He was using it to wake us up to try to do good things in the life. What are they going to write on your tombstone after 120 years? What are they going to say about you at your eulogy, at your funeral? What are they going to talk about? What are the things that you did? What are the things that are worth mentioning, worth talking about? Are they going to care that you were a prime athlete and the jock of the school? Are they going to care or talk about how big your house was, what type of car you had, or even what job you had if you didn't use it for the proper meanings? Nobody cares about those things. Nobody talks about those things. So why do we live life thinking of those things? Why do we live our days using those things and talking about those things and trying to reach those things? Those things are all hevel, hakol hevel, haval havalim, amar Koheles. We talk about a Koheles when it awakens us to realize you only have 120 years on this earth. You only have 120 years in this life. What do you do with your life? What do you do to make the world around you better? How can you help people around you? How can you make the world a better place? What are you doing to enhance the world, to do your part in Tikkun Olam? You have your own mission, your own gifts, your own unique talents and abilities. And what are you doing to help everyone else around you, to help those around you, to help the world? So when a person thinks about your life, talks about your life, I hope, we all hope, and everyone hopes, and Hashem, of course, himself hopes that they have really good things to say, really wonderful things to say, that you really did a lot of chesed, a lot of mitzvahs, we're a really good dad, we're a really good husband, we're a really good teacher, etc., whatever your job may be, whatever your occupation happens to be. But if a person is moved and feels inspired and feels uplifted when hearing about the life lived and the time used, that's an indication that he's a real Ben Olam Haba. That's why Art School and all these people love to write books about the Gedolim, to talk about their lives, to inspire people. A lot of times it feels unattainable, but the books that are written in a way that seems that it's really practical, down to earth, that we could relate to such a Gedol, relate to such a person, because we know they were human, but they use your abilities for greatness. That is a thing that can move people and make sure to understand that that person is Ben Olam Haba, and it can make us also become Bnei Olam Haba. So use your time wisely in the time given to us, 120 years, we should all be Zoche. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 154, almost done with Shabbos, here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.